Gus, is the cat at the theater door? My name, as I ought to have told you before, is really Asparagus, but that's such a fuss to pronounce that they usually call me just Gus. My coat's very shabby, I'm thin as a rake, and I suffer from palsy, which makes my paws shake. Yet I was, in my youth, quite the smartest of cats, though no longer a terror to mice or to rats. For I'm not the cat that I was in my prime, though my name was quite famous, they say, in my time. And whenever I join my friends at their club, which takes place at the back of the neighboring pub, I love to regale them, if someone else pays, with anecdotes drawn from my palmiest days. For I once was a star of the highest degree, I have acted with Irving, I've acted with truth. And I like to relate my success on the halls when the gallery once gave me 7 catcalls. But my grandest creation, as I love to tell, was fire from fiddle, the fiend of the fair. Then if someone will give me a toothful of gin, I will tell how I once played a part in East Lynn. In a Shakespeare performance, I once walked on pat when some actor suggested the need for a cat. And I said, these kittens, they do not get trained as we did in the days when Victoria reigned. They do not get drilled in the regular troop, and they think it's the smartest to jump through a hoop. And I say, as I scratch myself with my claws, well, the theatre is certainly not what it was. These modern productions are all very well, but there's nothing to equal from what I hit. That moment of mystery when I made history as fire fulfilled the fiend of the